This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. F-22 fighter jet Friday shot down an unidentified flying object over Alaska, according to U.S. officials, less than a week after the military brought down a Chinese balloon that had flown across the United States. Reuters, Olivia Zelina.
The Pentagon's chief spokesperson, U.S. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, said
aircraft that took down the object was an F-22 flying out of Joint Base Elmendorf in Alaska. It employed an AIM-9X to take down the object.
This comes less than a week after the military brought down a Chinese balloon that had flown across the United States.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
President Joe Biden's order to shoot down the latest object was a rare presidential level of involvement, given initial accounts suggesting the object did not pose a military threat.
That is Reuters' Olivia Zelina reporting. At a briefing, the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announces that President Biden will be traveling to Poland later in the month.
President Biden will travel to Poland. He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation, as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The visit, scheduled for February 20th through the 22nd, comes as signs point to waning support for maintaining tens of billions of dollars worth of military and economic assistance for Ukraine in protracted war. Russia announced Friday that it will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels per day next month after Western countries capped the price of its crude over its action in Ukraine. Analysts have said one possible Russian response to the cap would be to slash production to try to raise oil prices. This is VOA News. Emergency crews made a series of dramatic rescues in Turkey on Friday, pulling several people from the rubble 4 days after a catastrophic 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 23,000 people in both Turkey and Syria. Temperatures remain below freezing across the large region, and many people have no place to shelter. The United Nations has pledged a $25 million grant for people in earthquake-stricken areas of Syria. That's in addition to a $25 million grant announced earlier this week for emergency operations in Turkey and Syria. A spokesman for former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the FBI recovered one additional government page with classified markings during a consensual search Friday. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The search, confirmed earlier in the day by a Justice Department official, came after Pence's attorney, Greg Jacobs, notified the National Archives in a January 18th letter about the discovery of records with classified markings. The records were then turned over to the FBI. A Pence spokesman said Pence and his legal team fully cooperated with the appropriate authorities. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Cancer diagnoses are now on the rise in Kenya. But with less than a fifth of the people enrolled in a national insurance scheme, getting a diagnosis can force families to make huge financial sacrifices. Stigma only then makes things worse. Get details from Reuters' Angela Johnston.
As is the case in much of Africa, most cancer cases in Kenya are diagnosed at an advanced stage. That means treatment options are limited and families make huge financial sacrifices, according to a World Bank report. It said less than 20% of Kenya's 53 million people are enrolled in the National Health Insurance Scheme, meaning healthcare costs push more than a million of them into poverty each year. And as the country gets wealthier overall, cancer diagnoses are on the rise. The annual incidence increased by almost a third between 2012 and 2018, according to Health Ministry data.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Years before a Memphis police officer pulled Tyree Nichols from his car on January 7th, that officer was accused of taking part in the savage beating of an inmate at a county prison. 2015 assault of the inmate was so disturbing, 34 other prisoners signed a letter to the corrections director. The warning's as clear as indication yet that one of the five officers involved in the beating of Nichols had an event in his past that should have raised concerns before he was hired as a police officer. Nichols died 3 days after the beating. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.